Broadcasting live from the Loudermilk Center in Atlanta, Georgia, it's the Wise Speed Coaching Event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hi, it's Linda Frakes here at the Wise Women Speed Coaching Event. And we have a new guest with us. We have the pleasure of having Thea Washington Smith here with us. She is the Executive Director of the Women's Entrepreneurship Initiative. Now, how have I been in Atlanta 20 years and I didn't know that existed?
Well, first, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited to be here. What a great event. So energetic and lively. I walked
Absolutely.
In and I was like, wow, it's just so great to be in the company of so many great like-minded professionals who are entrepreneurial and business-oriented.
So, absolutely.
So excited. And the reason, Linda, you have not heard yet of the initiative is we are brand new. We are actually still in the development stage of the Women's Entrepreneurship Initiative for the City of Atlanta.
Okay.
It is a new initiative that will be beginning, I should say, at the start of 2015. And what I mean by that is it will be an actual center.
Okay.
An actual space that will provide a resource-based program for local Atlanta-based women entrepreneurs.
Great.
Educational, financial, brand management, marketing identification, all of the things you think about when you're growing your business, we will be offering at the Women's Entrepreneurship Initiative.
So how does that look? Will you be doing classes? Do people get into a program? How's that work?
Yes, it will actually be a competitive process where we will open the application process to women who are based in the city of Atlanta. That is really the criteria.
Right.
You have to be an Atlanta-based business owner and female. And you meet that criteria, and you are welcome to apply for space within the center. What that really means is we are removing one of the largest challenges for small businesses and businesses that are just starting, which is finding somewhere to run your business.
Right.
We're removing that challenge and offering women to come into the center for a period of 15 months and use that space completely free of charge. While they are in that space, they will get to grow and really incubate, if you will, their business without having to be concerned about commercial lease space.
Nice.
At the end of that 15 months, they transition it back out into the city of Atlanta, and we welcome a new class after they transition.
Fantastic.
So that's really what the structure of it will look like. Mm-hmm. We will welcome that class at the beginning of the year. The space is being developed as we speak, and it will really serve as an incubator space, if you will, for businesses. Again, just to grow and really enhance their business and to help it achieve sustainability.
Well, that certainly is a proven concept, the incubator concept. So
Absolutely.
It's nice to see that there's something that's tailored specifically to women. That's
yes.
nice to hear. And this is part of an initiative of the mayor's office.
That is
right?
correct. It is an initiative of the mayor's office, truly the mayor's vision, and something that he has tirelessly worked to promote and to get up and running. And so we're very excited to say that it is now coming to fruition.
Fantastic.
And we'll be welcoming those women in 2015.
So you must be in the selection process right now.
Not quite.
Okay.
So that's why I'm so excited to get to sit with you and really talk about it before. We are preparing for the selection process. In the coming weeks, we will be making those announcements to welcome applicants to submit their applications and apply, and we will then have a selection process. So from a timeline perspective, we're looking at doing that within the next few weeks.
Okay.
That will take us through the end of the year. The application process will be open through the end of the year.
Okay.
Selections will happen early 2015, and then we will be making those announcements of who will be invited to use that space to grow their business.
And I'm assuming there'll be lots of resources available to those people in addition to the space provided, right?
Absolutely. And quite frankly, that is one of the reasons why I'm here. WISE and Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs have already been standout sponsors and supporters, I should say, of ours, and very enthusiastic about lending their support.
Fantastic.
So I mentioned them because that is the caliber of resources that we will be providing for the women. We will have just a whole collage of resources around how do you finance your business, how do you properly read a term sheet, how do you think about what your customer looks like today versus what they'll look like in 5 years, how do you make sure you're prepared for that difference and that diversity in customer base. All those are the sorts of things that we'll be offering to women. We'll be taking a very direct look at failure. What does it mean if your business fails, and how do we make some improvements so that it doesn't happen in the future, or so that future business opportunities are successful.
Okay.
All those are things that we'll be offering at the center and available to the women who will be calling at home for their 15-month period.
So it sounds like there's going to be some camaraderie that will hopefully come about as a result of a class going through versus just individual
Absolutely. Businesses coming in. And so if you truly think about it from a space perspective, it's going to be dynamic in the sense that it will be a very open, flowing space. The center occupants will be able to really gain feedback from one another and work together in a collaborative space so that they are really considering their business home in an environment that is all about like-minded people such as them. So while the businesses will be very diverse and we're welcoming a range of diverse businesses, there really is no criteria around the type of business.
Okay.
So whether you're a technology-based business or a beauty-based business, we are completely open to a diverse range. Hmm. But the benefit of that is that your neighbor may be a tech startup, whereas you might be, in the beauty business.
Right.
But having that ability, having that access to like-minded women who are also in that process of growing and incubating their business is just going to be a phenomenal opportunity.
It sounds exciting. What stage business are you looking for? Is there a criteria about the stage that they're in?
Sure. So when we really think about it, we're looking at businesses that are probably 2 years or younger in terms of maturity.
Okay.
And probably around the 30,000 or less mark in terms of profit, because again, this is really about growing business.
Right.
It's about incubating it and using this 15-month period to see your business grow and be sustainable once you move it back out into the Atlanta community.
Terrific.
But all that criteria will be available once we announce and we have the application period open and available for the applicants.
So where will people be able to go look to find that information when the time comes?
Right now, you can visit the Invest Atlanta website. So that's at www.investatlanta.com/business will take you directly to the Women's Entrepreneurship Initiative page.
Okay.
And of course, while you're at the Invest Atlanta website, who's another great supporter and partner of ours, there's lots of other great resources on that website about starting a business, growing a business, moving a business to the city of Atlanta, which we're always happy to hear
of
about.
Of course, yes.
So lots of great resources on that website as well. But that is where you will currently find all of the information about Women's Entrepreneurship Initiative.
Terrific. So you have to tell us how you became affiliated with the organization.
Well, I come from a pretty strong corporate background, so spent almost a decade in private sector America with a Fortune 100 and served as an executive with diversity and women's issues. Mm-hmm. Also in the corporate and public affairs world, where I contributed to growing and helping to sustain some new internal marketing resources for the company. So sort of that corporate talk, if you will.
Right.
But most importantly, what I gained from that was really working with small minority and women-owned businesses who were partnering with this larger Fortune 50 company and then using that to launch and grow their businesses as well. And
so this is old stuff for you then, right?
A bit, but it's very exciting and it's very, very fresh for me to be surrounded by just a great pool of talent here in Atlanta, and such a great opportunity to see women businesses not only take form and shape and grow here, but really sustain themselves here. I'm so excited to be a part of the process.
It sounds like it's going to be a win-win, because if you launch businesses, then they will hopefully provide tax revenue.
That is exactly right.
Grow the city's economy. So
it is a
exciting
win-win, and that is truly the ask from us, is that you contribute to the, as you mentioned, to growing our tax revenue base here, as well as creating new and quality jobs. That's really what the benefit is for the city of Atlanta. And again, I think what the mayor's vision is when he really focused on women entrepreneurship and recognizing that Atlanta is now home to the third largest population of Fortune 100 companies.
Mm.
And so when you think about that as a backdrop for growing businesses and for starting businesses,
right,
and the fact that this is the fastest growing market in the country for women-owned businesses, there really is no better time or place than Atlanta to be a woman-owned business.
Makes perfect sense. Well, thank you so much for being with us here tonight, and
I hope you
enjoy the rest of the event. Are you going to do some coaching?
I am. I'm going to take full advantage of all these amazing coaches who are here tonight, and I'm going to go through the process, and I'm really looking forward to it. So thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Have a good time.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.